You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this 10th day of December. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Brisk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, thanks for being with us. Let's start in South America. What are weather conditions like there today?
Well, Todd, across South America, weather conditions are in really good shape at this time. We've seen adequate rainfall across Argentina and Brazil. And coming up from a macro perspective, we see more opportunities for rain across the vast majority of summer crop acreage and an overall lack of heat. And that should keep growing conditions in good shape from now basically through the end of the month. Now, northern Brazil will be turning less active relative to recent weeks, but again, they've been actually wetter than normal over the past several weeks. So that turn to less active conditions is not of any concern at this time.
Normal and good remains the words to go with for South America. How about here in the United States? We had, kind of a rough winter storm that made its way across the southern part of the U.S. over the weekend.
Yeah, and then that storm system, which basically moved from coast to coast, initially producing heavy rains in areas of California, including Southern California, and then a swath of ice and snow from the southern plains eastward to the Carolinas. We did see some record snow in areas of the Texas Panhandle, kind of centered in Lubbock, which recorded over 10 inches of snow, one of the earliest major snow events in Lubbock's history with that storm. And then the other item was the 12 to 24 inches of snow in areas of the Carolinas, which produced some power outages, obviously transportation difficulties here. That storm system now is beginning to wrap up here as it moves off into the East Coast, but certainly had some high impact from logistics, transportation, and even some business disruptions here in areas of the southern U.S.
I take it the second half of December will be more moderate?
We do see indications here of a much quieter pattern, at least from a temperature perspective, meaning that actually temperatures are going to be warming up and a much milder Pacific base flow is going to prevail over the next couple of weeks, which basically takes us through Christmas. Now, from a storminess standpoint, there still will be some waves of low pressure tracking through, but with the milder pattern, actually much of the precip will be falling as rain compared to snow. And in fact, over the upcoming weekend, there will be a storm system here in the middle of the country. However, again, producing primarily rain rather than snow. So we don't see any big storm systems or snow systems here in the middle of the country. One area that will be seeing some higher snow totals, that's going to be the Pacific Northwest. And actually, they've been in a much drier pattern now for many, many months. And this is going to be the most active that the Pacific Northwest has seen really since at times even going back to earlier this year. And so mountain snows, also some valley rain activity there. But that's really one of the most active areas here in the U.S. from now through the Christmas holiday.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
Yeah, you're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Brisk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Listen to us on demand anytime you'd like at WOLLAG.org. I'm Todd Gleason.